I think this team is definitely veteran enough. You know, veteran enough to avoid rust, veteran enough to let these young guys understand what's at stake. You know, veteran enough to, you know, stay focused and be prepared for whichever team we have to play next week.
Are you concerned at all about not peaking at the right time with that 3-3 finish?
Nah. I think we played great against Pittsburgh last week. I think, you know, everything that was at stake and, you know, during the regular season, I guess that's the most that can be at stake in one particular game. So I think we did a great job. You know, we had to play this game because it was on our schedule. And, you know, the approach we took is the approach we took. But as far as our football team's you know, mentality and where we're focused, we're definitely focused and I guess looking forward to two weekends, whatever.
Yesterday feel like a preseason game to you?
You know what? It was even worse than a preseason game just because in a preseason game, you get the opportunity to root for guys who may be trying to make the team that you've been seeing working all camp and, you know, going out there and trying to make a roster spot. You know, it was fun in a sense yesterday to watch some of the guys that have been, you know, working hard on special teams and filling in backup roles to go out there and, you know, get some game playing time and some, and you know, be able to come in on Monday and watch himself on film other than just special teams. You know, we definitely would have liked to gotten the win, but, you know, the one thing, a purpose was served. Those guys got out there and played, and, you know, we were able to escape that game with minimal injuries. I think honestly, me personally, I've had like a kind of like a feeling in myself, inside myself, since like right before that Pittsburgh game. So for me, it's kind of started a few weeks ago. I don't know. I just kind of, I guess I feel like I'm in a zone just because I know what we're about to play for, everything that's at stake and what's expected. And on top of that, the type of team we have, I know that we can go pretty far. So I don't know. It's not definitely not nervousness. It's probably more, you know, I get a little anxiety, you know, a little anxiousness. And same with the other guys, David Thornton and myself and Kerry Collins were all talking today. And you know, we're definitely looking forward to it. And those are three people speaking who have been to, you know, championship games, Super Bowl games. And, you know, we all know that this is it. So I think the message would be definitely conveyed.
What do you think when you saw all the games around the league yesterday that meant so much, you know, Dallas, Philly, San Diego?
I was, you know, a football fan. I was glad to see Philly win and Dallas lose. I think, you know, the San Diego game was interesting. You know, I was glad to see Miami win, getting to the playoffs, and Baltimore. You know, at the end of the day, you like to watch good football, and the games we were able to watch when we got back and to see the results of some of them. You know, it's a pretty good week in football.
Keith, you guys are the number one seed in the AFC. Everybody has to come here. You mentioned the favorites on the sword. Do you feel like a favorite? I mean, can you
Well, I definitely know we're not the favorites. I don't even know who is the favorite, but I don't believe that we're the favorite. No, it doesn't make us feel like the favorite because regardless what goes on, regardless who we have to play, you know, everyone has their opinion. And, you know, depending on who we play, it's going to come out, you know, if we're favorites or not. But I always think that for some reason maybe you guys can explain this. You know, there's a way to find that the Titans, you know, may not win or may not do this, that, and the other. So, you know, I don't think we're ever the favorites. You know, playing at home field throughout, yeah, I don't think that means anything.
I hate to break your heart, but Las Vegas made you guys a 4-1 favorite.
I mean, that's Vegas. You know, those guys, they're pretty good, so that's good.
San Diego,
Andy,
Baltimore, who would you like to play that tonight?
Really? Would you say San Diego?
San Diego, Indy, or Baltimore, the three you can play.
I really don't want to answer that question.
Who do you think you play? You got a gut feeling?
I say Indy, because out of those three teams, I say Indy or Baltimore, because out of those three teams, those two are the strongest ones. San Diego, they've been playing great football as of late, But watching yesterday, I saw some things that, you know, we as a team could probably expose. But, you know, it's whatever, whoever. We're looking forward to it.
Having beaten Baltimore and Indianapolis before, is there anything to the theory that it's awfully hard to beat a playoff caliber team twice? And would it be hard against them to beat them?
Yeah, it would be hard. Whoever we play is going to be hard. You know, playoff games are usually, you know, settled by two or three plays. So, you know, that Baltimore game came down to two or three plays, and Indy came down to, you know, a few plays here and there throughout the game. And I think it'd definitely be tough. But I'm not worried. I don't think we're going to be worried about, you know, the game that we played earlier against those two teams. We'll definitely look at the film and, you know, go on from there. But our mindset and our mentality is what's going to get us through this right here and the work that we put on that practice field. So whoever our opponent is, our coaches will have us prepared to play, and we'll be ready to go out and execute, you know, the game plan to, you know, full extent.
Will you break out the speech now about what happened in the 2000 playoffs and how opportunities shouldn't be allowed to slip away?
I'm sure, you know, as a group, we'll get together and, you know, look at what we have accomplished over 16 weeks and then speak about, you know, how we did all that work to get to this point right now. So really, you got to look at it as a three-game season for us. You know, we take one game at a time, but the most games that we can play in this season are three. So, you know, the approach that we have to take is very serious. And plus, you know, it's not too often that you get to this point. 2003 season, we went to the AFC Championship. Albert and myself, we haven't been back since. You know, like you said, 2000, I played, you know, special teams, goal line, and, you know, extra backer package. So, you know, these opportunities don't come across too often, so we'll definitely get that point across.
Steve, back to the coach game yesterday, one more time. All the talk before that game was the fact that everybody wanted to win that game. And then you guys go out there and stick it up the way you did.
I wouldn't say some guys quit. We went out there. We wanted to win that game. We wanted to win that game with the players that we had out there. So, you know, those players not getting the opportunity as most as the starters, the full-time starters who only played for maybe 10 plays, you know, maybe those guys were a little rusty and whatnot. So, you know, to be very frank, I didn't care about that game. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean I took the attitude I went out with on the football field was as if I didn't care, because I did go out there and I played hard. You know, we just didn't score enough points and we didn't stop them enough times. So that's the end of that game. And, you know, that game is not going to have any effect on what goes on with this team the rest of the year. So, I mean, sorry that we didn't play up to standard, but I don't care.
Can you look at how things have played out? Is there an affirmation for this team and how they do it, the type of people they bring in, and you see where you're at, and you see some of the teams that brought in glamour players that didn't even make the playoffs this year?
Can you repeat the beginning part of that question?
You guys have done it by bringing in a particular type of player. You haven't gone and spent huge money on free agents. The other two, maybe three teams that did this offseason are watching the playoffs at home. Is that just coincidence?
I think it's bringing too many dynamic people into one spot and it not working right away. You know, the only team off top I think of is you know, the Dallas Cowboys. You know, maybe they just didn't have enough time to gel, and when Tony Romo went out, they didn't have you know, the backup quarterback that can go in and keep up the offense that the way Romo was doing it. So I don't know, you try to hit the home run, you know, right now, you go out and get high-profile players, superstar players, and, you know, it's almost like the win-now approach. You know, you look at the Yankees, they just spent all that money. They better win, but, you know, you never know. So, you know, that's just the way certain general managers go about running their organization.
Do